Welcome to Local to Nowhere. This is an improvisational comedy podcast where we, along with two or more special guest performers, build a narrative improv scene based on a local news headline from any state in the U.S. of A. I'm Katie Lassiter.
And I'm Ryan Fleming.
Each week, we're going to have one or more guests on with us to perform a scene. So this week, we have Adam Curran and Connor Fleming. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey,
thank you for having us.
Nice. All right, so Connor, you do a radio show, right?
Yeah, I'm part of WJTB, NJIT's local radio station club. I have a show called Garbage Theater where we pick bad fan fiction every week and we do dramatic readings of it over the air.
That sounds amazing, and
it's
I will definitely include a link to that in the description if it exists anywhere online.
Have you done My Immortal?
No, we've never done My Immortal.
How was that not like your pilot episode?
You know, I don't know. JoJo stuff is typically sometimes what we try to avoid, but always ends up sneaking in.
I assume this is all anime.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, My Immortal's not anime. My Immortal is about Twilight, right?
That's a whole beast.
That's a whole, that's
that we can
a,
get into. We can talk about
in
hours
itself.
Of that, but I mean.
Well, Fifty Shades of Grey, or Greyest.
Yeah.
Freed came out recently, and it's making good money, so.
Oh, they're making more of those.
No, that's the last one. Fifty Shades Freed.
But then we're gonna get a Hobbit-esque prequel trilogy before, I think.
Ooh, like She's Shorter?
Well, they did actually, E.L. James just published another one, and it's called Grey. And it's the first book written from the perspective of the guy who's, like, super creepy megalomaniac millionaire who likes to do terrible things to women if you haven't read the books. And, it's really, really creepy because you get to see inside of his head.
Ooh.
And it's super fucked up.
When I read
Why
the
don't
first
we read
one,
that? Right? What are we doing here? Why don't we just read that book?
Yeah,
let's go. Come on.
All right, new podcast.
Yeah.
Adam, you also are voice actor.
Trying to be. Very, very emphasis on trying.
Right.
Doing a lot of online auditions, but as of right now, just kind of seeing how I go.
All right, and you also do production side of theater.
Yeah, my background is much more in the technical aspects of theater and performances, but definitely want to be a performer.
All right, and so that's their voices. So this is our pilot episode, so instead of the previous week's guests choosing the location, because they don't exist, the location this week is West Virginia. We found three articles from local news sites in that state, and we're going to read them off to you.
Number one. For the second time in 2 years, someone has set the same trailer on fire in Sissonville, West Virginia. And a quote from the article is, firefighters say this is the second time the trailer has been set on fire in less than 2 years. Just in case you didn't understand that this trailer has been set on fire twice in less than 2 years. It is an unoccupied trailer, by the way. No one knows why this is being set on fire. So anyway.
Where is the trailer? Is it just in a trailer park?
It's just a trailer that exists on a plot of land.
The picture made it seem like it wasn't surrounded by other trailers.
Really? So it's just a lone trailer that someone just goes in the woods?
We don't know what happened to it, but we can delve into that if you choose it.
I'm thinking things.
Yeah. All right. Your second option is tractor trailer hauling yogurt crashes, temporarily closes West Virginia Turnpike. A quote from that is, a tractor trailer flipped on its side and yogurt spilled onto the roadway.
What's with West Virginian trailers?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, heavy machinery in general, they're just not very good with.
Yeah, no.
It's funny because it's a pretty small state, so you'd think that they wouldn't be able to fit all of these tractor trailers into it. But somehow they do, and they're flipping over and having yogurt spill all over the place.
It's because they're just, like, rim to rim. It's a giant bumper car park of trailers.
Right.
That's the whole state. Okay.
As people from New Jersey, this is how we picture West Virginia all the time. Like, when I listen to songs about West Virginia, this is just all that goes
through.
What song has...
Country Road, Take Me Home by John Denver.
That's not the song I was thinking of.
Really?
I didn't
know it existed until just today, actually. So, thank you for that.
West Virginia or that song?
The state.
Adam's a West Virginia denier. He thinks it's really more south than west.
It's basically a part of Virginia, so why is it even its own thing?
It's considered the northernmost southern state and the southernmost northern state.
Is it really?
So it's considered both? Part of north and south?
Where does that fall on the Mason-Dixon line?
I just googled that and that's what it told me, and the median age is 40, making it the oldest state, like, for people. And our third headline, because we do have three headlines, South Charleston unveils slide to safety emergency device. The device attaches to any window up to 4 stories tall. When activated, a blow-up slide will deploy from the top of the window and expand out to ground level.
So if you could just picture this.
It's going to be used in schools.
It's going to be used in schools and many other public buildings. So rather than like a fire ladder... like what you probably saw when you were in elementary school and they gave you all that fire safety training that you promptly forgot. It will have a blow-up slide, which is exactly like whatever you're picturing, I promise you. So, You've heard your headline options. Which one tickles your fancy?
I'm liking the first one.
I am too.
You know, I'm thinking it's some sort of demonic summoning that's happening out on that trailer.
Well, we'll find out if you choose it. Is that your final option, guys? Final choice.
I do like the third one as well, though.
They're both good. They're both good.
I will say,
how about we have a nice little argument over which one?
We can. Yeah. I will say, though, whichever one we choose, you can absolutely use elements from other headlines in it. But you have to choose one. So,
wait, we have to choose number one?
No,
you got to choose
an option, a single option. Which do you choose?
Okay.
I'm partial to three. I like the idea of a large slip and slide.
Large slip and slide?
I don't know if you slip. I think you just slide.
Well, but you can't really slide if you don't slip.
Exactly. She knows what I'm talking about.
All right, so number three. South Charleston unveils slide to safety emergency device. The device attaches to any window up to 4 stories tall. When activated, a blow-up slide will deploy from the top of the window and expand out to ground level.
We take you now to the slide to safety emergency device deployment.
Apartment slip and slide, take one.
All right, and it works, right?
I mean, we're pretty sure.
All right, but like, how many dogs did you test on this thing?
Dogs? We didn't test any dogs. We only tested giraffes. Mm. Do you know where you are, sir? This is a zoo.
All right, I guess, but I don't understand why you need this.
Listen, we've had a lot of situations where animals have had absolutely no way to get out of the zoo when there's an emergency, like when a child is trying to feed them peanuts, and we've told him repeatedly that this monkey only eats almonds.
I don't know if that really requires an evacuation,
I'm sorry, are you the zoological expert?
I'm not, but
oh, you're not! You're not the zoological expert.
We're very high up. I don't know why there's a 4-story monkey house in this zoo.
Because there is. Listen, tell him why.
Look, we hired you to do this stunt. Just do it. This is your job. This is your one job.
I also, like, said how it worked and all that.
This is like a 45-second commercial. Need this.
It's a blow-up slide from a 4-story window. I don't think that makes scientific sense.
Maybe the director can explain it to him. Can you explain it to him?
Hey, Danny, do we have the giraffes ready to go?
I mean, I think on short notice we could probably get a giraffe to do it instead.
Okay, great. I was thinking adding in a rhinoceros with that. So we'll test the weight of this, you know what I'm saying? So we got the actor here.
What about the horn?
Yeah, we gotta blunt the horn.
Listen, that might be a
problem. That's what I gotta worry about. You're the stuntman. You're fine. You got it. So we have the stuntman in between a giraffe and a rhinoceros going down at the same time, really testing that weight limit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what are you saying about me?
You're going in tandem with them.
I'm going with them?
Yeah.
When you were a kid, you were at a water park, and you went in between your parents' legs?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's going to be mom, big fat dad.
We were thinking that he was going to go in between the giraffe's legs, but if we added a rhinoceros into the mix, he could kind of be like in the middle of a rhinoceros-giraffe sandwich.
Exactly.
That could add a really sexual element to this commercial.
Do we want the giraffe in the back or the front?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Let's see them all lined up.
I think I have an idea. I'm not a director, but I feel like the giraffe should be behind me.
Well, okay, here's my idea. Full. We got the rhinoceros, we got actor riding rhinoceros, and we have giraffe riding the actor. That way we have a kind of a single-file tower going down, and just slide straight down. Easy peasy.
Well, I'm not
maybe
sure.
Lube up.
But why
lube
would
it up, make him slip
be
and slide.
In the monkey house?
Why wouldn't
listen,
they?
Listen,
do you know anything about
are you the director?
I'm not.
Look, this isn't specifically about the monkey house. Monkey house is just the example. We want to showcase everything that this slide can do.
Exactly.
This slide could go in the giraffe house. It could go in the rhino house. It can go anywhere.
It can
versatile.
Go in your house. That's the button. Write that down. Write that down.
Perfect.
If it's not relevant to the monkey house, then why am I wearing a monkey suit?
Because you look fantastic in it.
You know, I'm sorry, guys. You know, I went out all in. My brother's, you know, friend's cousin told me about this guy. He said, this guy's the best. He's got the voice. He's got the personality.
You told me this guy's cool.
You know, I thought he was. You know, we went out, we had beers, and you know what? You're really screwing me here.
I am cool. I drove here on a motorcycle, and I didn't wear a helmet, so I don't care about safety.
All
clearly.
Right, I'm going to try one more time.
This seems bad.
I'm going to try one more time with you, okay? The rhinoceros. You in a monkey suit. Giraffe.
What kind of suits are the giraffe wearing, though?
Obviously a 3-piece suit.
Yes.
Okay.
He's got to look fancy.
But they're not dressed like monkeys?
No. Only you are dressed... How? Okay.
Why is this so difficult? I thought you gave him the script in advance.
I did.
What did you... You'd think that he would
it
have asked all these questions.
It was a 40-page script for a 30-second infomercial.
Listen, we're just trying to get through
Every single page
act
is very
one.
Important. This went through extensive edits.
What'd you cut?
Look, I gotta go feed the monkeys, which are not in the monkey house. They're in the giraffe house right now, and they're starving. They're really starving for almonds. So
they can't
reach
the food.
I know.
Zoo you're running.
The
here.
Food's kept up high. They can't reach it.
I know, but they gotta be somewhere, and they gotta get fed. So I'm gonna go take care of that, and you guys better take care of this. And when I get back,
I would just,
this shit better be taken care of. All right, all right. Danny.
This shot would
seriously
be filled.
Danny.
I promise you. I'm sorry. You know, we will get this done.
Oh my god. Do it for the love of the job. I do it for the love of the job.
I think I just feel more comfortable if another person went first to show that.
So you're saying another animal?
No, a human.
Denise, grab one of the monkeys from the monkey house. We'll have the monkey do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I asked.
Right, right, but he has to be there, though.
Oh, yeah, no, he has to be there, too. He has to be the second monkey.
So he's a monkey holding a monkey.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm liking where this is going.
Excuse me, I'm a production assistant. I'm very lowly on this production. I know.
Why are you speaking to us?
You didn't even know that I had a voice. But if this man is not comfortable playing this role, I could be of some assistance, perhaps.
You're not a man in a monkey suit.
But I could be a man in a monkey suit. I could be whatever you want.
Show us your best man in a monkey suit. Go. No, she's
it's
not becoming
perfect.
The monkey.
I love it, though. Look, she's
being
want
a monkey
all of
or
the
not?
Animals.
She's both the animals?
She's all of the animals put together. She doesn't sound like a monkey, but she also doesn't quite sound like a sheep.
Interesting. We have two humans.
You're right. He's already on contract. You know, we gotta have him do it.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm just happy to be here and be considered a part of this production.
Now, what size monkey suit do you wear?
17.
That's pretty big. But I can go with that. I can go with that. I think
I
we can get that on short order.
Problem.
Let's
She's
get wardrobe over
shape.
Here.
Let's take the
I
monkey suit
problem.
Off of the gorilla that's wearing a monkey suit and put it on her.
Okay.
That'll
so
be
we're...
perfect because I'm shaped just like a gorilla.
She is quite broad-shouldered. I'm actually terrified. Please help me.
I feel like I'd be more comfortable talking to her if she pulled her hands off of the floor. They're all the way down. They're dragging.
You try
They're
walking
bloody.
Around.
Yeah.
I'm worried about fitting her into the frame.
Yeah, she's a bit wide.
She's a bit wide.
We can fit the rhinoceros.
The rhinoceros is in IMAX theaters.
That's true. It's going to be playing right before the Avengers Infinity War 2.
Because they're going to have these slides in IMAX theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Emergency exits.
Exactly.
You know,
it's actually, there's going to be one coming out of the theater eventually. Like, just out of the screen. So it feels like the characters could just jump right out and slide into
the
audience.
See, that makes sense, because they can just use the popcorn butter to lube the thing up and just...
Exactly. See, I feel like he's finally... What's your name again?
Bill.
Bill. Okay, so Bill, I feel like we're really connecting here, and you still gotta slide down with some rhinoceros and giraffes.
It just... The monkey suit, it's... It catches on things, and like, you know, like I walked through the door and like I brushed it and like... Look, I ripped all the fur off. I feel like if I try to go down the slide, I'm going to rip right out of the suit, tumble to my death.
I'm going
to
let you in.
I'm not opposed to that happening to me.
I'm going to... See, she's dedicated to the craft.
So listen, send her down. Just let her go. She's a PA. If she dies, it doesn't matter.
We all know that PAs are
meaningless. Utterly
meaningless. Utterly meaningless.
No
exactly.
What my job title is. Yeah,
especially ones that have giant gorilla arms.
I hate production people.
Here, let me be real with you, okay?
Okay.
So, listen up, okay? So, we have lubricant, but here's a trade secret. The lubricant... It's actually the urine of the animals. And that's going to make an easy guidance for you straight
what
down.
What animals? Because I do keep kosher.
Well, as of right now, it's the rhinoceros and the giraffe, which I don't know how that applies to Judaical law, but I mean...
Heavily, but so far we're good.
Okay, great. Anything else we can add in there?
I mean, not add. I can't think of anything. I mean, unless you... Do you have, like, a rabbi?
We have a shark.
We have a rabbit. We can have a rabbit and a shark.
Rabbit and a shark. We have the rabbit.
That's kosher.
With the rabbit was in the shark's mouth. Wide open. We need a trained shark who can also survive out of water.
Like a pig with an apple.
I don't think that's kosher. The rabbit can't be in the shark's mouth.
Damn. Yeah, they have to be on separate.
Yeah, no.
That's very clearly.
They have to be on opposite ends of the train here.
They can't be on the same slide.
I am also Jewish.
That's not.
In this weird section of Judaism that we've somehow gotten into, and
it's very modern.
It's very clearly outlined in our version of the Torah that there cannot be anything in a shark's mouth when you are shooting an infomercial. That's not kosher.
What about
a
sort of New Age Jews? Because I'm not really seeing what's going on.
We
here.
Like to be called Jew Age News. That is my preferred title, and I would appreciate
That's
it if
hip.
You called
Danny,
that.
New idea for a movie. Jew Age News. Please, write that down. Write that down.
We've got it.
Can I get a producer credit on that movie?
No, absolutely not.
I just figured I'd ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You never win if you don't ask. That's what they told me.
Listen, what I'm going to give you is exposure, and you'll thank me for it later.
Oh, I could thank you right now. Thank you.
Sounds like some indecent exposure, but okay.
Wow. That was hurtful.
No one wants to see your gorilla arms. Please cover it up with a monkey suit.
Okay.
Now,
get
are we here
shawl.
To... are we here to send some animals and humans dressed like animals down a slide, or what are we here to do?
I'm
Let's
ready.
Go, folks.
I'm so ready. All right. My body is
I
so
just,
ready.
I still say, just send her down first, and we'll see what happens.
All right, so as a joke, you know, just humor me for a second here. How about you stand up to the top and watch them go down, okay?
Yeah, no, I don't mind watching them go. I want to watch them go down.
Danny, as soon as he gets up there, push him down.
I'm going to push him as soon as he gets up there.
What do you need me to do?
Look the way you are.
With my
gorilla
arms.
A little bit less. Okay.
I'm sucking in every single part of my body.
Yes, suck in
your arms.
Suck in everything.
Oh, God.
Okay. Are you ready?
Gonna explode.
Danny. 3, 2, 1, action!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh God, you pushed me, I'm dangling! Is she dead? I think she's dead!
Oh God, the lawsuits!
Gorilla arms, are you okay?
I'm back from feeding the monkeys the almonds. Did we get the shot?
Yes, we got the shot.
Help we got the
up.
Shot.
Oh,
alright.
How much is the insurance on these actors?
Oh, God. I don't know. Danny, did you do that? Did
I'm
you do
slipping
that
on
Danny?
The urine.
They don't have insurance.
Danny,
they
cover
don't?
It up. Cover it up.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's just... just
I'll
let's
step
just
on his feet.
Oh, God, it hurts. Oh,
God. Let go. Come
just
on.
Just pull me up. There's
Bill?
Only one person that
no.
can save me. And
I'll kick him in the head. I got it. I'll kick him in the head.
I'm not...
No!
All right. Well, this seems like a... typical day at the zoo, so it's 5 o'clock.
Union right. hours, here we go.
I'm gonna go feed Bill to the pigs, I guess.
Yep. Alright, yeah.
I'll meet you guys at the bar at 7.
Up.
Good work, guys,
is
good
that
work.
Is that a human down there or a gorilla?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Sorry. You know, they're both primates.
You know what? I'm off the clock. Who cares? Exactly. Let's go. Let's go get some drinks.
Alright.
Yeah.
Senor Frogs?
Senor Frogs!
Hey.
Oh, God, I love animals.
Yeah. That was our story. No animals or PAs were harmed in the making of this episode, except for our producer, James, whose ears are probably exploding from all of the delightful sounds that were made during the production of this show.
Also I love my syphilis. Works.
Also his syphilis, which he has in his ears, apparently, because that's the body part that I... said, and you said syphilis.
If you want to hear more of my beautiful dulcet tones, then listen to WJTB, NGIT's very own radio station at wjtb.ngit.edu.
It's a .edu? Does that mean that your fan fiction podcast is technically educational?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's government funded.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
This is where your tax dollars
Although
are going,
I'm not paying
America.
For it until I hear My Immortal.
I mean, you already
are you just
paid
not
your tuition.
Pay your taxes?
So.
Fuck.
I thought
I paid 80
fund.
Grand for this?
I paid 80 grand specifically to hear me read JoJo fanfiction.
Awesome. Well All spent. Right.
That makes sense to me. You can also find Connor on Brooklyn Nine-Nine as Captain Holt.
Oh, I'd watch that. I'd finally watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine then.
It's actually really good.
Is it?
It's Michael Schur.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
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 So the good place is supposed to be good. So I should check that out. But we're not promoting that.
Adam, do you have anything that you would like to promote or talk about before we get out of here?
Sure. I mean, I'm always trying to be an actor. So, I mean, I'll probably share this with these guys, a link at some point of my talkie page. And then, I don't know, listen to it if you want. I don't care.
Hire him. And you'll also hear more about his opinions on Israel.
They're strong.
We did get
and
a little
not
bit.
The direction you'd think.
The Jew
yes.
Age News.
Follow my podcast where I speak in a Jerry Seinfeld voice about Israel. What's the deal with Palestine? I will never do that again. I'm sorry.
I'm really upset that doesn't actually exist because that would just skyrocket up to the top of the iTunes list.
Oh my God, I'd listen to it.
Within like 30 seconds of posting the first episode. This was... Local to Nowhere, I was Katie Lassiter.
I am Ryan Fleming.
I'm no longer Katie Lassiter. I am someone else.
She's being sued.
I may or may not be related to Ryan Fleming. Who knows?
And I remain always yours, Adam Curran, Esquire, Doctor Extraordinaire.
PhD. Good night! Thanks for listening to this episode of Local to Nowhere. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Local to Nowhere. Check us out on Facebook, Local to Nowhere Podcast, and visit us on our website, www.localtonowhere.com.
If you like this episode, be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes. If you want to rate us anything lower than that, remember the name of the show is The Joe Rogan Experience.